This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we speak with Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories over the past week around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
As we are recording Thursday, President Obama is due on Friday to come to the Inland Empire to meet with the families of the San Bernardino mass shooting victims.
And this is becoming an unfortunate task for him as president. He has gone to visit the families of the children who were killed at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. He just most recently visited the families of the people who were killed on the community college campus in Roseburg, Oregon. He's coming to visit the families of the victims as well as the surviving victims. We do know this is the president's first visit to the Inland Empire. I was reviewing his predecessors. President George W. Bush visited the area. He visited both San Bernardino and Riverside in one visit. And President Clinton was here three times, visited the former Norton Air Force Base, as well as Chaffee Community College and San Bernardino Valley College.
So we don't know as we speak now. We just don't have any details like who's going to be included. Will it just be the families of the victims?
We don't know whether he's meeting with any of the first responders or any of the elected officials. So there's really, I think the White House is kind of keeping a lid on this because it's really a stopover as the president and his family go on their usual holiday vacation in Hawaii.
Right. So once again, we are recording this Thursday morning. By the time this airs on Friday morning, we may have more information, which of course you will hear. The Los Angeles City Council, Cassie, finally got around to approving the transfer deal, the deal to transfer Ontario International Airport back to Inland Empire control.
That's right, Ken. The LA City Council was the last body that needed to act on this. The Ontario City Council had already approved the deal. The Ontario International Airport Authority, LA Board of Airport Commissioners, all had already voted on it when the council acted this week. It was a unanimous vote, which is really good. They have not announced the deal points. It sounds like it pretty much follows the terms that were announced in August, but I think the big sticking point has been how will the employees of Los Angeles World Airports be absorbed now by the Ontario International Airport, independently, locally run here? Will they remain protected by LA wages? Will they still have their retirements covered? How many of them will transfer to other Los Angeles City offices and not come over to Ontario Airport? We just don't know at this point.
And now, as far as we know, it's going to be transferred from Los Angeles to a joint powers authority here in the IE or to the City of Ontario.
It's a joint powers authority. Basically, all of this negotiating has been done by the City of Ontario. Ontario funded the legal battle to sue to get the airport back. But they did form a joint powers authority, the Ontario International Airport Authority, and that includes representatives from Orange County business community and as well as former Riverside Mayor Ron Loveridge is on that board to try to have a regional approach to running the airport rather than an Ontario approach.
Okay. Read in the paper that as far as we know, it could be our airport again, the IE's airport again by mid next year.
Right. I think there's still a few things that need to be worked out. Primarily, the Federal Aviation Administration has to approve the Ontario International Airport Authority as capable of running the airport. Nobody anticipates that's going to be a problem. It still takes time, so it looks like mid next year.
Okay. And finally, longtime Beaumont City Council member Jeff Fox has died.
Yes, Fox was 53 years old. He grew up in Beaumont, was a local guy. He spent 15 years on the city council. He was entering his 16th, and last year he was not planning to run for re-election. He was the longest serving member who'd been on the council during the years when the controversial decisions were made that left the city's finances in the condition they're in. We've talked about the investigations by the state controller, the FBI, the DA's office. Those have not resulted in any charges at this time. And we also talked about one of Fox's fellow council members asking him to step down. He refused. He said there was still work to be done. He said mistakes were made in the past, but he planned to serve out his term. So this is rather unexpected.
And age 53, do we know what happened?
No cause of death has been announced, but he had been in ill health over the past year. He had missed some council meetings over the past year, but we don't know why.
And now that there is a vacancy before his term actually is over, what happens from here?
Well, if it follows the same pattern as other cities that have had unexpected vacancies, the council can appoint a council member to serve out the term, and then the new person would be running. Or they could simply leave it vacant for the next year and allow it there to be an open election with no incumbent.
Okay. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.